Good evening, Abayisai. Very interesting halachas tonight, Im Yetzah Hashem. We'll be talking about mekomos and metunafos, in dirty places. Are you allowed to learn Torah if you're in a place which is in a dirty place? In the bathroom or in the toilet, are you allowed to think in Torah or not? Not allowed to think in Torah? Are you allowed to look at in a dictionary, Loshon HaKodesh dictionary in the toilet? You know, you want to increase your vocabulary. You're allowed to do that. If it's not a bathroom, but it's a dirty place, a dirty passage, alleyway, are you allowed to speak Torah there? So a lot of those halachos will be discussed now. Very relevant and very important halachos. In which place are you not allowed to say Shema? Seif Aleph. A person should not go walk in the paths, in the alleyways which are dirty. Whilst he is holding his hand, al piv on his mouth. And read Shema. Even if he was reading Shema, and he gets to a place where you're not allowed to say Shema, tzorich lehafzik, you need to stop when you reach a dirty alleyway. When you leave that particular place, and even if he is there for long enough that you could have said the whole Shema, you don't need to return to the beginning of Shema, only to the place where you interrupted Shema, you carry on from there. The Rama disagrees. The Rama says, no, actually, you go back from the beginning of Shema, and that's the main halachim. So, the Shulchan Aruch discusses a person who is going and he's walking, and then his way to his Beis HaMedrash, and way to Shul, he has to pass an alleyway which was used in previous generations. There was plenty of sewage there. It was used nowadays. We've got a toilet in the flat, in the house. Then there wasn't. There was the what are they called? There's a word for it. Outhouse? Is that what it's called? The outhouse, and you're going through this passage, and it was very, very dirty. And you want to say Shema as you're going to Shul. You want to say Shema, or for that matter, maybe you want to say, you want to go over the Dishu Shir. You want to do Chazara, of course. Are you allowed to do that or not? Shulchan Aruch says clearly that you are not allowed to say Torah when you go in B'mavois and B'tunofois in dirty places. You're not allowed to say Shema. And not only that, but also, you're not even allowed to say Shema whilst holding the hand in front of your mouth, and you say Shema like this, that doesn't help. You can't do that. But just covering your mouth and saying Shema, it's not going to help. Would that have been a good idea?
I have a question.
Let's hear.
Can we sum up, from Dir Shul, obviously. But can we say, like, there's three conditions. Tinofet, Tzniut, Bereach Ra, you can't say any Divrei Kodesh.
Nicely summarized. Very nice.
Why are they going inside details?
Because there's many, you'll see that's going to be soon. We're going to go into.
It's always down to if you get a bad smell.
Well, you'll see soon. We'll get more. You'll get it. Okay, you'll see soon. So you're not allowed. Right. So what about? Let's ask you the following new Shaila. What about? Are you allowed to whisper in a way that you don't even verbalize it? Whispering without verbalizing. Is that okay or not? Yeah.
No, but we said you have to be with.
Oh, and what about if it's good? What about if it's not Shema? If it's a Kapitel Tehillim, you sing a bit of Tehillim on your way to Shul.
And then what?
On your way, you're going through Mevois and Metunofois. And
no,
indeed, says the Mishnah Berurah and Seif Katan Aleph. Even if we're saying it so quietly, 100% right. Yeah, even if we're saying it so quietly that he cannot even hear what you're saying, so you're right, for Shema it's a problem, very, very good. But even if it's not Shema, you're not allowed to say any Dvarim Shel Kedusha, even if you're not hearing it, you're not allowed to say it in a voice of a tune-off voice. So real whispering wouldn't be okay either. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, When you reach Amos. Right. Okay. Now, a point which we really haven't discussed yet, and that's really not the place to discuss. What about thinking? We have spoken about saying Shema. We are saying about Shemoneh Esrei. We're speaking about lots of shyness with regards to dirty places. Now, the shyness which we're addressing now, which we haven't addressed yet, is what about thinking? You're going such a path and you want to think. So verbalizing, you're quite right, you're not allowed to. You're allowed to think Torah and Mevois and Metunofois. Permitted or not permitted?
I think you can.
You can.
You try to avoid it, but if you can't.
If you can't help it, very good. So you're saying that really, Lechat Chile, you shouldn't. If you can't help it, if your person is engrossed in Torah, and that's what pops in your mind, you're allowed to. If you can't help it, you're allowed to. Okay? Loud and all out. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Afilu leharer bedivei Torah. Even thinking Torah thoughts also is forbidden beveis hakisei, in a toilet, ubeveis hamechet, in a bathhouse, ubemokim atinoifes, in a place of dirt, vehu hamokim shiyesh boi tzoya umei reglaim. Any place which has got tzoya umei reglaim, you're not even allowed to think Torah. And even if you want to go through the halachas where you are and not allowed to do in a place of mechatz, even that you're not allowed to think in a bathhouse. You're not allowed to. Okay, let us see what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. Afilu lehar here, says the Mishnah Berurah, afilu bezman she'en shem adam, if there's nobody there. Says the Mishnah Berurah, B'divrei Torah, v'chein also le'ayin, you're also not allowed to think b'veis hakisei, b'mishkele ha'shemus v'apa'olim shalosh na'kodesh. You're not allowed to think about diktuk and grammar when you are in a b'veis hakisei. She'en derech la'agia le'yediyah rak al-epi k'suvim v'yovo le'har b'mikro. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what about diktuk skills? Very, very popular amongst many people, diktuk. You also shiver when you hear the word dikduk. Yeah? When you hear the dikduk, prefix and suffixes, you want to have a clarity. You want to go over the rules, the dikduk rules. Hifil, you want to just remind yourself what hifil, how hifil goes, and how you're doing you're good at dikduk. Well, hipuk, absolutely. You want to just remind yourself, how does that mapik hey work exactly? And are you good at dikduk? Yeah? How is dikduk? Well, so many rashis are dikduk. It's unbelievable. So, you want to know, are you not to think about what is the prefixes? My girls came home today from school, I couldn't believe it, with a song, with the prefixes. Have you ever heard that song? It's a whole song with that. Have you heard it? Yeah, I'm not going to pretend that, if I would sing. Have you heard it? Yeah? Okay. So, I was really, really impressed. A whole song about ha and ma and la and va. Really, really nice song. So are you allowed to think about the prefixes and suffixes in the toilet? Are you allowed to think about them or not? Says the Mishnah Berurah, what would you have said? Tiktok? Yes or no?
Yes,
you're allowed. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you're not allowed to. He says, because it's inevitable.
But what Shulchan Aruch
say? He doesn't say anything. Shulchan Aruch is quiet. He doesn't say anything. He doesn't say you are, he doesn't say you're not. So what do we do?
Can you tell the mikveh location in Israel is a problematic? The shul above the mikveh.
Different unit, different place. So it's gonna be okay. Yeah? It's a different unit. Pardon?
Newspaper.
Newspaper will be with newspaper if it contains Torah. It really can't. No Torah.
So, Hatchila Asur Lecha
Lekoro. I don't know the newspapers, I'm sorry.
What is a newspaper?
I don't know much about newspapers, but I do know that if it contains Torah, it will definitely be also. If it doesn't contain Torah, don't see why not. Stories. Oh, so it's about. Good. We'll get to that. So the diktuk, to think about diktuk skills, in Mekoymes HaMetunofois, or Beis HaKiseis, also says the Mishneh Berurah, the reason being, because it's inevitable you're going to start thinking about psukim in the Torah. You'll know, inevitable you're going to think about psukim in the Torah. Now, I must tell you the truth, that I am not, doesn't sit so comfortable with me, because the Mishneh Berurah says, if you think about Vav HaChibud, do you automatically think about Psukim in the Torah? I don't know, some people don't. Some people do, some people don't. I don't know why it's inevitable. If you think about Diktuk skills, you automatically think about Psukim in the Torah. Balei Koira, that's what they do. If you ask any Baal Koira to think about, give me a Hifel to go over the Hifel rule, he's going to tell you straight away, he's going to stop Psukim, and he's going to straight away. But us one, you know, us normal, you know, kind of people, we don't necessarily think about Psukim. We're just trying to get done. Not sure. Well, what? But that's what Mishneh Berurah says. You're not allowed to think about Diktuk in a Mok.
You quote words from a pasuk.
Yeah. Vayomer is a really, really difficult one. It just doesn't make any, it's grammatically very, very difficult. Yeah. Very good. Gematria. We'll get to that as well, I believe. Yeah, we'll get to that. So what are you meant? So what are you meant to do? What are you meant to think about? Says the Mishneh Berurah. For Poshut, the Mutar Adam is Boinu Vesakisa Begoidel Shiflusoi. You are certainly allowed to think, in the toilet, Begoidel Shiflusoi, about the greatness of your lowliness. That's a beautiful word of the Mishneh Berurah. Begoidel Shiflusoi. Begoidel Shiflusoi. That about the greatness of, what was that? Greatness of your lowliness. Very nice. So that you have to think about. Although, in that, yeah, you think about how, what kind of, we're not really great, we're not that brilliant. You have to think about that. That we all know after 120 years, we all end up the same, and our goof gets decomposes. It's a shekelch thought, but that's really what we have to think about, and that's perfectly okay. Ve'ein no Eloi ha'gaiva. It is totally inappropriate for us to be bale gaiva. So it's a fact that we just think about our nothingness. That is that you can think about in the Beis HaKisei, but beyond that, not. That it doesn't make a difference. The fact as to whether. One minute. Yeah, if you are in the Mishneh Berurah, let me just. If you are in a Beis HaKisei, somebody who is, even if it doesn't make a difference, Ein Sham Adam, the fact that as to whether a person actually. Using the Beis HaKisei, is a person there or not? Because the Beis HaMechet, that's right. It doesn't make a difference if it's just the actual play. You're not allowed to have thought of Torah in a Beis HaKisei. That's what Mishneh Berurah says. The post-game discuss that we learned in Siman Aleph. It's an interesting shaila. With is in Siman Aleph at the very beginning, the Bialocha brings sheish mitzvahs tmidios, the six mitzvahs we need to think about constantly, about the presence of Hashem, and about other six mitzvahs tmidios we need to think about at all times. Do you remember Siman Aleph? Yeah, the first Bialocha. I think it's one of the first Bialocha. Have you got a Chelik Aleph? Let me just Chelik Aleph. Thank you very much. At the very, 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 very beginning of Mishneh Berurah, the Bialocha speaks about Sheish Mitzvahs Tmidiyos. In the second Bialocha, one is to believe that there is one Ribbono Shloilam, one is that believe that there is no other Koyach besides the Ribbono Shloilam, one is to be Miyachad Ribbono Shloilam, one is to love Ribbono Shloilam, one is to fear the Ribbono Shloilam, and one is not to go after other typhus. So these six Mitzvahs Tmidiyos, the question is, are you allowed to think about those six? They're called mitzvahs tmidiyos, the ongoing mitzvahs, the constant mitzvahs. Are you allowed to think about them in a Beis HaKisei? Yes or no? They're mitzvahs tmidiyos. Are you not? We always have to, you know, it's not a conscious thought we need to have at all times, but it's something in the back of our minds. We always have to be aware and think about the Ribbono Shel Olam's presence. It's not a positive, you don't have to, you know, it's more like a subconscious. I don't know if it's subconscious is the right word, but it's not positive thinking you need to do. More like passive. You have to have that in mind in the Beis HaKisei. L'chayra not. Right. So many poskim say you can't. You take you can't. Beis HaKisei you can't. See here with the Torah. Yeah. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah also, Sivkot and Vav, Yachshav Shalom, what you should think about in the Beis HaKisei, Cheshbonos Beisoi, Vehoitzoisav. You should do the accountants in the Beis HaKisei. You should go through your accounts. I imagine that's Kadesh Loyover the Hill, in order you shouldn't reach Torah, you shouldn't get to Torah thoughts. Now, if this gets too depressing to go through the accounts, then maybe don't. So maybe you think about something else. But, pardon? Calculus?
Cramer's theorem.
Pardon?
There's a theory called Cramer's theorem, a math, apparently.
Chaznish,
right? Chaznish, no,
the Dawn. Oh, yeah? Yeah, I hear. Very interesting. What was your what did you hear that Chaznish went through?
Yeah, I think it's
It makes sense. Over Shabbos Yachshav b'binyanim v'tziurim noim. And on Shabbos where you can't go through the accounts, you should think about binyanim v'tziurim noim. Now that's an interesting one. The Mishnah Berurah says you should think about is a sefer chassidim. You should think is it Shlach Hakodesh? Excuse me. You should Yachshav b'binyanim v'tziurim noim. You should think about beautiful buildings and nice scenes. I don't know. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't say explicitly why you should. On Shabbos, in the Beis HaKisei, don't go through your accounts, pardon? On Shabbos, you should rather think about your nice scenery and nice places. You can't think Torah, you can't think Cheshbonos, you can't think your accounts. What are you meant to do? You should think about nice sceneries. I don't know if it's referring to Johannesburg, Cape Town. Well, Elat, I'm not sure what place you think about. But said, now, I'm not sure what exactly, why that. I had a bit of a thought over here. What do you think? Why you should think about those? Why binyonim v'tziurim noim? Why that? Have you got any ideas why that? Out of all things. Why nice pictures? Why nice thoughts? I wonder if it's referring to Niflois HaBoyre. That a person should, in the back of his mind, you should still, you know, the Bensham creates such beautiful things. Rebbe creates such beautiful things. Maybe that's what he's referring to. You know, a person has to be, on one hand, a person has to realize the godliness and the beauty of the Bensham's creation. And maybe that's what he's referring to. I'm not sure. But, certainly not thinking Torah.
You
said
to think about
shiftless. Yeah, that you can certainly do that as well. I just don't know if on, yeah, I just don't know if maybe on Shabbos it refers that maybe on Shiflus or Adam, maybe on Shabbos, maybe not, but probably yes, you're probably right. On Shabbos probably fine as well. Yeah. A question that I was asked a number of times and the poskim address is what about listening to a shir?
Wait, in the bathroom?
Yes.
Depends who's shir.
Oh, very good. So the argument is you're not talking, and not as for some maybe not thinking. So of course the answer is, but you know it's a shadow that is being asked. And Moshe speaks about it already, and other poskim for sure. It's definitely also it's loy gara. It's not worse than hill, which is also if thinking is also then kal v'chomer shemir ka'oyne. And it's certainly also to listen to any types of shir in the Beis HaKisei. So even that is actually where it is relevant. It's in the Mekomis HaMetunofos. If you have to go to any place where it's in Mekomis HaMetunofos, not that many of them around anymore, but if one were to pass in Mekomis HaMetunofos, a particularly dirty place, you actually wouldn't be able to listen to a shir. So that's something to keep in mind. Okay, there's more halachas, but we'll close off now. For here, just to recap what we learned, a person is allowed to go and just say Shema by putting the hand in front of your mouth. That's no good. If you reach a Mokomis HaMetunofos, you have to stop and not think in Torah and move on. The Mishnah Berurah mentioned that you could, whispering is no good either. The Mishnah Berurah also says that diktuk is forbidden in the Beis HaKisei. Also, diktuk is also because you're going to end up thinking about psukim. He says that to go through the accounts is fine. To think about your standing orders and your direct debits, that's fine. On Shabbos, you shouldn't think about that. On Shabbos, you should think I don't know why people don't get depressed. I mean, I don't know. I would not, that's the last thing. That Shabbos, you think about Binyanim Vitzurim Noim. He says, to think about the Shifros of Adam, and that is fine. And, right, and we'll continue. Be'ez Hashem, further halachas in this area tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem.